Let me just say at the outset that we left here 32 hours ago, and during that period of time I've been aboard the USS Iwo Jima, and they transported us by helicopter into see our Marines on shore in Beirut. Then I went up to have a rather substantial, fairly long visit with President Jamal of Lebanon, and from there back out to the Iwo Jima and back here. I'd only say at the outset that one couldn't help but be shocked at the total devastation of that building. Absolutely unbelievable. I've seen wartime environments in my own life. When you see one-inch steel bars twisted like spaghetti, why, just, and four stories of reinforced concrete collapsed, why, you know it's very, very strong. In spite of this, the thing that was so overwhelmingly apparent was the morale and the spirit, and indeed the courage of the Marines. Today I pinned the Purple Heart on two young corporals aboard the Iwo Jima, Corporal Rivers and Corporal Donahue. And I must say, just through their eyes, to almost participate in that experience was something. I met General Kelly, the PX Kelly, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, and he was telling me about a young kid whom he decorated yesterday. The kid was kind of almost blind and couldn't see, and he reached. Kelly said, well, I'm PX Kelly, and the young man could hardly believe it. He reached up for the four stars, and then in his hands wrote out the Marine, you know, motto, Semper Fi. And there was a lot of stories like this. And we saw this. We had a chance to thank the French general, the Italian general. This is a multinational force. We're not there alone. They're all pitching in, and they're working as a team. So the first observation would be as to the carnage on the one hand and the courage of the Marines on the other. The second one brought home to me mainly through my talks with Jamal, President Jamal, whom I got to know here, the hopes for success in the reunification talks, the need to have Lebanon at peace, with all the confessional groups working together. And I can't quantify for you how that will go, but the talks are scheduled, and let's all hope and pray that they're successful and that peace can come to this troubled land, and this land that is very important to an overall peace in the Middle East, which remains President Reagan's perhaps foremost foreign policy goal. The Reagan plan of September a year ago, still valid in many, many of its aspects, and we must get on with that. But while Lebanon is divided, Lebanon is ripped asunder, Lebanon has no unification, it's very hard to accomplish that end. So these were just some observations, and I'd be glad to respond to questions. I'd say no way, and I think everybody would like to have no foreign troops in Lebanon of any kind. But these Marines are there as a part of a multinational force. And I'd say to them, American foreign policy must not, cannot, and under this president will not be shaped by international terror. We simply cannot let a terroristic act decide what is good policy, good security policy, or good foreign policy. Well, I'll tell you, I'm not an expert in that. General Kelly is there and will be making recommendations, but I do know from my own experience, and I hate to say how long ago, that in World War II, guarding against international terror, whether it's slaying on the streets of Paris, whether it's holding hostages of Munich athletes, whether it's hijacking airplanes, or whether it's cowardly driving of a truck loaded with thousands of pounds of TNT into an embassy, say nothing of a Marine barracks, it's awfully hard to guard against that kind of terror. It would be hard to guard against it right here at Andrews Air Force Base if somebody made up his mind or her mind to inflict international terror into the equation. Well, Lebanon is important because it's a strategic point in the whole Middle East. And as long as Lebanon is in turmoil, it is almost impossible to move forward with the peace talks for the rest of the Middle East. It's almost impossible to find any equitable solution to the Palestinian question. So our objectives in Lebanon remain the same. Get all foreign troops out of Lebanon. Have a reconciliation so the government can live at peace as it did for many, many years with the various confessional factions, and have safety for the Northern Galilee, for Israel, so it will not go back into Lebanon and so its citizens will be safe. And you can't have that in a community that exists today in Lebanon. So Lebanon is very important to the overall quest for peace in the Middle East, and in as it relates to stability and instability, to the strategic interest of the United States, because we do have strategic interests in the Middle East. I couldn't give you a date, but obviously some of that depends on the success of these reconciliation talks, so let's hope and pray that they are successful and that they lead to progress, and that, of course, is the quickest and easiest way to facilitate the exit, not just of American troops, because we're not there alone, but of British, French, and Italian as well. I think I've already told him, so I probably could sit right here with you all, so I probably could spare him the imposition on his schedule, but I'll share with him the details of my talk with President Jamal, which are important. And I think he'll be interested in the spirit of the Marines. How indeed are young men in a situation like that holding up? Because his care is always for the safety and the well-being of these Americans abroad. Nothing on that I learned over there. There are some suspicions. There's an awful lot of circumstantial element. And I think without trying to name names, most of us here know who the terrorists are in the world, those who practice international terror, so that to the fullest degree, so that narrows the list considerably. But I did impress upon President Jamal the absolute essentiality of working with all intelligence services and all the intelligence that he can command to find these culprits. I think everyone needs to know that, and hopefully some action to be taken against them if it's at all possible. This simply cannot continue unpunished. Thank you all very, very much.